Labor Day. The first Monday of September in the U.S. is Labor Day. This is a federal holiday observed throughout the U.S. Even though many schools are already back in session, most Americans think of Labor Day weekend as the unofficial end to summer. It is also the beginning of football season. Labor Day was officially established in 1894 following a nationwide strike. The first American labor unions were organized in the late 1800s during the American labor movement. Many of these unions were organized to protect railroad workers and miners. After the establishment of unions, organized strikes became a common way for laborers to fight for their rights. In 1894, workers at the Pullman Railroad Car Factory near Chicago, Illinois, were striking against wage reductions and layoffs. Much of the Pullman workforce was represented by the American Railway Union. In support of the Pullman workers, over 125,000 union railroad workers in the U.S. joined the strike. The Pullman strike became so disruptive in the Midwest that the government called in the army. The workers did not appreciate the involvement of troops, and 30 people died in the conflict. There was also $80 million in property damage. The strike ended shortly after the ARU was charged with interfering with the U.S. mail. 6 days after the strike ended, in an effort to ease relations with workers, President Cleveland declared Labor Day to be an official federal holiday. Traditionally, parades and festivals were held on Labor Day to honor workers and unions. Workers gathered in communities to listen to speeches by union officials and government leaders about labor rights. Today, it is more typical of Americans to attend backyard barbecues and fireworks displays on Labor Day weekend. Canada celebrates Labor Day on the same Monday as American Labor Day. Other countries outside of North America celebrate International Workers' Rights Day, also called May Day, on May 1st.